Hi.
Ciao.
Shalom.
Ni hao.
Hallo.
Oi, pessoal.
Bonjour.
Hola y bienvenido.
Velkommen til Aarhus Universitet.
Heißen Sie willkommen.
E benvenuti all'International
Podcast.
Podcast.
La Podcast.
Podcast.
La Aarhus Universitet 国际学生 Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Aarhus University International Podcast. My name is David Vranikar. I'm the international reporter for Universe, the Aarhus University newspaper. And I'm going to talk today with Trine Munk Olsen, who is a researcher at AU. She works in the National Center for Register-Based Research, and she's also an Aarhus University graduate. She got a master's and PhD from AU. We're going to chat today about some recent research she did that got published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Trine, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. I really appreciate it.
Welcome.
The article that you had published recently in the New England Journal dealt with the mental or psychological effects of abortion in women that had abortions in the first trimester and looked at whether or not that had an impact on their mental health down the road. Tell me a little bit about the research and what inspired you to look into this topic in particular.
Well, what inspired me was that I have for years now done studies on childbirth and mental health. I did my PhD on that topic, and I've continued working on that. When I have studied childbirth and mental health, it's really that I've looked at an exposure and an outcome. Mm. And I was interested in whether changing the exposure would have similar effects on mental health. So we started talking about abortions,
mm-hmm.
because, of course, the outcome of the pregnancy is very different when you choose to deliver the baby or if you choose to have an abortion. But we know that both groups of women are pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to look at abortions and mental health instead. So we continued our research, but focused on a different topic, really. So we did a study looking at abortions and whether or not that has an influence on risk of having what we call a psychiatric contact. And by psychiatric contacts, we think about either if a woman is admitted to a psychiatric hospital or has an outpatient treatment.
So it seems like mental health or psychological consequences would be a very difficult thing to quantify scientifically. How did you go about trying to put a number or to put a to put statistics to those mental effects?
Well, since I work at the National Center for Register.
It's a mouthful.
Since I work at the National Center for Register-Based Research, we have access to a whole range of Danish population registries, and we decided to look at admissions and outpatient contacts, and that's how we define mental health. Or mental health problems in this study. Of course, we're very aware that that's only the tip of the iceberg, mm-hmm. because there might be a number of women who will experience symptoms of, for example, depression, and we don't have any records of those in the registers we've used for this. And also, it's described in some studies in this area that some women might have feelings of sadness or regret. And of course, intuitively, you think about it, that's not recorded in any register.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at the severe spectrum of mental health issues here.
Even if there were limits to exactly how precise your research could be with those nuances that might not show up in the registry, you still had some interesting conclusions. What were your findings when you looked at these registries?
Well, basically, we found that when we looked at women who had abortions, we saw that they did not have an increased risk of having a psychiatric contact, and that's within the first year after the procedure. And we concluded that because we compared to the period before the abortion. So we sort of saw, we looked at the risks and we saw that they were unchanged. We also, in comparison, looked at women giving birth, which, when you look at that, childbirth is a completely different exposure because it does seriously increase women's risk of having a psychiatric episode. That is well described. We've shown that in many studies, and many others have showed that as well, that childbirth does trigger onset of sometimes severe mental health problems and also less severe, for example, depression.
Tell me about the National Registry. I know that Denmark has a more extensive database than most countries in the world, keeping track of things like medical procedures or, like you've talked about, psychiatric evaluations. What is unique about the way that Denmark records that, and how was that beneficial to your research?
Well, I think an important point to make here is that they were not made for research purposes. They are population registers, and everything is linked because everybody in Denmark has a CPR number. Mm-hmm. And we don't really think about it in our day-to-day lives, but it does actually help us a lot here because we can link information from the different registries because we have the CPR numbers. So we have information from one registry about psychiatric admissions and outpatient visits, and then we have from the actual CPR register, we have information on whether a woman has given birth, and then we have a hospital register with the diagnosis of abortions. So by combining information from three different registries, I can do, or we can do, a study like this. And some of the great advantages for us is that we, first of all, we have information on the entire population, which always impresses people outside of Denmark. And when you think about it, an alternative would be to do a questionnaire study, for example, and if you do that type of study, there's always a real chance that you might lose women during your follow-up period because they choose suddenly not to participate or anything, whereas we only lose women if they move out of the country or if they die. So it's the completeness of the data that's really important. Plus, I think specifically for this topic, mm-hmm. abortions and mental health, which in some countries is a very political subject,
right.
is very difficult to study because, first of all, you have to persuade women to participate, and then afterwards you have to persuade them to report on these potentially sensitive matters, such as, have you ever had an abortion?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel afterwards? The studies that are already out there that have been produced have some methodological problems because of the sensitive matters of this subject.
You mentioned other studies that have looked at this. Do your findings contradict or challenge previous research that looks at the mental health effects of abortion? I mean, are there studies in the past that have said there is a correlation between abortion and mental health problems? Is what you're saying different than what's been said?
If you ask me, I'd say it's not different. I think the majority of well-made studies in this field point to similar conclusions as our study does. I think there are people out there who disagree,
mm-hmm.
and will be able to produce quite a long list of studies showing the opposite. So I think it's definitely a subject, I doubt that our study will sort of quiet the debate about this. But at least this is sort of our contribution to the field, using a different data source than most other studies have done.
Was it difficult to conduct research on such a highly politicized topic? I mean, this is a really divisive issue for a lot of people, and people have really deep emotions about this. Did you find any resistance when you were conducting the research, or did the fact that you had this database kind of help remove those political issues?
Well, the registers helped, or definitely did remove any political issues about this, because I'm not in contact with any of these women. I don't have to ask them for permission to use the data, because that's how it's set up. Mm-hmm. So no, during the process of conducting the research, we did not feel that at all. When you start looking into this area, you very quickly become aware that it is a highly sensitive matter for many people out there. But I think it's outside of Denmark that the big discussions are. So conducting the research, we didn't really feel anything. However, as soon as we submitted the paper, we felt immediately that it was a topic that many people had an interest in. One of the reviewers called it blatant propaganda, some of the things we'd said, and told us to leave some things out. But basically, I have to say, all in all, I think the editors at the journal really helped us to make sure that we did not say anything pro or con about abortions. So I think the paper ended up being very apolitical or unpolitical. What's it called?
Apolitical works. Yeah. Is that in that? I assume is what you were striving for, is a sort of objective.
Yes. We wanted to be 100% objective and not take sides.
Mm-hmm. What has the reaction been? You just talked about how, you know, some people in particular, you know, dubbed it propaganda or said it was too extreme or inaccurate. What sort of feedback have you gotten? It was published in such a huge scientific journal that a lot of eyes would have been on it. So what have you heard back?
Well, we've heard from both sides already. The paper was published yesterday, and already out there, when you Google the paper, you immediately find comments, especially. So I think it's quite interesting to see that here in Denmark it didn't really get any publicity at all. And I didn't really expect that either, because I think it's a negative finding. We don't find anything to report, and the topic isn't really that interesting to many Danes, I think. I already read lots of comments, some of them being very critical, saying that our study is flawed in many ways, but also lots of praise for the studies.
What do you think? What do you feel when you see those criticisms? Is that something that bounces off you, or does that kind of give you pause when you see people ripping your work?
Let me get back to you on that one. But I think I read quite a few of the comments yesterday, and of course, if people write comments saying something about the study which is untrue, basically because they probably haven't read it, of course you think, that's not true, and should I post a comment here? But I've decided, and we all agree, that we should stay out of any type of discussion here.
One thing that I was really curious about is the fact that this study only looks at Denmark. If you thought that there might be different results in a different country, because like you mentioned before, in Denmark, abortion is not as prominent of an issue as it is in, say, the United States, where, you know, you hear huge debates about it, and it's both sides are very charged up about what they think. Do you think that maybe abortions in those countries might cause a greater mental health impact just because of the societal stigma or the pressure around it? Or is there any way to tell how it might be different with a different culture?
Well, it's a good question, and it's a question that I've already been asked several times from journalists from the States. Mm-hmm. When the study was published. And I have to say, overall, I do think that the results translate into American women. Mm. Of course, I'm very aware that there are differences. Also, we should not forget that in Denmark we have free access to healthcare. Mm-hmm. Which is also something you could speculate might influence your results.
And is abortion covered on the Danish healthcare?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So you can have an abortion free until 12th week's pregnancy.
Okay.
Mental health problems, I mean, you can go into psychiatric hospital if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, there are differences, and I'm very aware. I think it would be impossible to quantify how that has influenced our results.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you think about it from the other side, is that if I do think it did matter quite a lot, I would also believe that meeting demonstrators in front of the abortion clinic, will that trigger an onset with, for example, schizophrenia?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's unlikely, but I'm very aware that will not be a pleasant experience in any way. But at the same time, I do think that it's important to remember what our outcome of the study is, which is severe mental health problems. I do think they translate, but of course I think there are differences,
and
it's impossible to quantify, I have to say.
So there's no way you could try to apply these results to a different country? It would have to be a whole new study.
But the point is that you can't do it in the States.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to do that type of study, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
There are American studies out there, but it's just it's such a sensitive matter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so difficult to study in that country.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they translate, and I think if they didn't translate, I don't think that New England Journal of Medicine would have published the paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that also says a lot that they do believe it's important for American readers.
What, if anything, do you have planned as a follow-up? Do you want to expand this study? Do you want to look at different facets of the effects of abortion? Is there anything that you've stumbled upon that you want to research further?
I think we have a second study coming out, which looks at risk of recurrence. So we follow women with history of mental health problems and look if they have an increased risk of a recurrence or readmission after an abortion. So that's coming out, hopefully, soon. But after that, I've run out of money. No, seriously, I think that's an important point to make, because I'm a researcher, and on paper I'm doing really well here, but I still have to go out and get my own money
mm-hmm.
to do the research. No one's funding it here at the university. I have to get funding. If I can get funding, I would like to continue. Sorry. I would especially like to continue with the long-term follow-ups in women who have abortions, because many people claim that it will have influence on women's mental health for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we can really study that in the registers.
How do you get funding? If the university is not doing it, do you get it from private groups or from governmental organizations? How does that work?
For this study, it was funded by the Danish Research Council.
Okay.
Which has given me 3 years for a postdoc, and it was funded by an American foundation as well.
Does having something in the New England Journal of Medicine, Is that going to make it easier for you now to go?
That's what people say.
you're not sure
yet? Probably get in half a year and see if it's true.
Well, Trina, I really appreciate you taking the time to chat. It's very interesting. Congratulations on getting this published and getting the notoriety. And good luck with whatever's next.
Well, thank you. Bye.